Up, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift eyes through your banner, it must not suffer love. From patriot to patriot, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is May 21st, 2024. And this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope in Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. The topic for today's devotion is Love Your Enemies. The topic once again is Love Your Enemies. A memory verse is taken from Luke chapter 6, verse 35. Luke 6, 35. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Let's do it one more time. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Luke chapter 6, verse 35. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hope for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. A Bible reading this morning is from Proverbs 25, verse 21 to 22. And I'm reading the easy to read version. If your enemy are hungry, give them something to eat. If they are thirsty, give them some water. This will make them feel the burning pain of shame, and the Lord will reward you for being good to them. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is love your enemy. The most difficult instruction Jesus Christ gave his disciples is probably what we have in today's memory verse. He wants us to love our enemies if we are to be genuine children of God. What are we to do about this seemingly difficult command? Firstly, you should note that his command are not grievous. Also, when you consider the benefits of being a child of God, you will realize that what the Lord commands is just a little price to pay. Amazed by this benefit, John the Apostle wrote in 1 John 1:3, Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. The commandment of the Lord to love your enemies is not just a New Testament doctrine. God commands us to do so because he is love himself. He loved us even when we were in his enemy's camp as sinners. And since he has commanded us to be perfect even as he is, it means that we have to be like him in all things, even in loving our enemy. Why is it so important to God that you should love your enemy? One reason is that this practically reflects the truth nature of your Father, showing him to be different from what the devil portrayed him to be. When unbelievers experience such uncommon love from you, they are convinced beyond reasonable doubt that your God is good. Many people testify that they gave their life to Christ because of the benevolent act of Christians. Your perceived enemy today may be your best Christian brother. and sister tomorrow, if only you will heal the lost instruction to love them. Through your life, their wickedness will melt away. One of my relatives, who was an idol worshiper and was well known for his wickedness, decided to follow me to church when he experienced the goodness of the Lord flowing through me into his life. When he was confronted by others as to why he abandoned his faith and they foolishly followed me to serve the Lord, he confessed that he was left with no other option but to join me in serving Jesus. Because of the love I have shown him, he asked those questions. He asked questions in his decision. Can't you see how my life has been spiritually and materially transformed? Beloved, be good to your enemy and never repay them with evil. The action point this month is love those that hate you. This is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.